once again thank you who are viewing this Mass through Wave 3 so that you might participate virtually in this such a holy night of Holy Thursday. As we pray for one another and pray that the pandemic will be soon lifted and we might once again come together as Christ would want us, as one body of Christ, united at the Eucharist. Dear friends, St. Paul said in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, I have received from the Lord what I now hand on to you. He received from the Lord. The wonderful Christian writer C.S. Lewis, in talking about what it means to appreciate art and good literature, he made a distinction years ago. He said there's a difference between receiving something and using something. He said we know what it means to use something. We pick and choose something in a piece of art or literature that we already know and are familiar with, and perhaps we quote it to others. But he said to receive a great work is to allow that great work to immerse us and overwhelm us. So much so that we are changed. And so it was that St. Paul, quoting almost verbatim exactly what is in the Synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he said to others what he had received and what had changed his life, namely, that the Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, took bread and said, "This is my body given for you." And took the cup of wine and said, "This is my blood poured out for you." In many, many ways, we can say that Jesus established in that very act, which of course was completed by his death on the cross and resurrection, he established what we would call a new covenant, a new agreement with God, a new testament. We have heard also from the Old Testament tonight, rooted in the Old Testament and the beautiful passage from Exodus 12, just yesterday, through the invitation of Mayor Fisher, I was able to meet with religious leaders to talk about the churches and the communities, religious communities' response to the pandemic. And among those present was Rabbi Robert Schlossberg, who told us that last evening he gathered with his family in order to celebrate the Passover, the very event that is described in our first reading from the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus. You recall it. It's the innocent lamb, the pure lamb, whose blood was put on a doorpost in order to identify those who would be saved so that the angel of death in Egypt would pass over them and they would be able to come to freedom as God's chosen people. The Passover, a great, great gift that continues to be celebrated and venerated and is at the very root of this evening's celebration. For we have a new lamb, an innocent lamb. Jesus, who gave the gift of his innocent life, nailed to the cross, we might say, by the world's cruelty and sin. And it is that gift for which we give thanks tonight. This is also the remembrance of the beginning of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, we recall, of course, that priests are ordained to preach God's word and to provide pastoral care, but they're also, very importantly, ordained to celebrate the sacred mysteries, to to actually repeat the words, to allow the words of Jesus to be present, for there is only one sacrifice. This is my body. This is my blood. And tonight, you and I will have the opportunity to draw close to Christ. Many of you will make a spiritual communion, and I hope you will welcome Christ at communion time into your heart. Make a tabernacle of your heart for Christ, with social distancing and all the restrictions that are so necessary for the common good. Communion is not as available as it would otherwise be. I was thinking this afternoon that the yearning that I hope you feel is the same yearning that a young child, perhaps in second grade, experiences getting ready for his or her first Holy Communion. It's that yearning that we might receive Christ and actually through Christ be changed, be transformed into a new people. We know also from the gospel that tonight was given the new command. We call it the mandatum. It's a Latin word which means a mandate, a command. What was this new command that Jesus gave at the Last Supper when he very carefully bent down in order to wash the feet of his disciples one at a time? Because of social distancing, we will not be able to make that gesture present tonight, except in our minds and hearts. But as we recall that, I was reflecting upon a theologian who said that the gift of the mandatum, the washing of the feet, is both, and I'll use two Latin terms again, a sacramentum and an exemplum. A sacramentum, a mystery, a mysterious gift. And an exemplum, an example. You and I get the example. We understand that when Jesus bent down humbly to wash the feet of the disciples and then said, as I do, so also you must do, that we're called to serve others. But perhaps we have overlooked the sacramentum, the mysterious gift. The theologians tell us that when Jesus bent down and washed the feet of the disciples, he was pointing to and prefiguring his own death, in which his body would be washed. His death was telling his disciples that I will shed the last drop of blood for you and for others. So much does the Father love you. So much do I love you. And so you also must do the same. And in giving us the command, he gives us the power, the grace, the gift to be different people. In a sense, to be immersed in Christ, so that when we treat others, it is not, as St. Paul, I who act, but Christ who acts in me. And when we see other people who are in need of our care and help, we see not simply that person, but Christ who calls forth our actions. And so tonight, what we have received, we hand on. The gift that Jesus gives us, this is my body shed for you. This is my blood poured out for you. I give my life for you. And as Jesus has done through his power, so also must we do.